From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kenyans are casting ballots in the country's presidential election rerun Thursday, with reports of a light turnout, some closed polling stations, and clashes between opposition supporters and police. On the eve of the election, the main opposition leader, Raila Odinga, urged his supporters to enforce a boycott.
Convince your friends, neighbors, and everyone else not to participate. Instead, you advise Kenyans who value democracy and justice to hold vigil and prayers away from polling stations or just stay at home.
Odinga has accused the nation's Electoral Commission of being incapable of running a free and fair vote. The Supreme Court threw out the August 8 result, won by President Uhuru Kenyatta, because of widespread irregularities. Mr. Kenyatta addressed the nation late Wednesday, urging voters to cast ballots and go home and avoid disruption.
Our forefathers fought and died for the right of the African to vote. We dare not reject the inheritance our elders so painfully won.
The U.S. has expressed deep concern by efforts on both sides to undermine the independence of the Electoral Commission and urged everyone to avoid violence. In Spain, it's widely expected the Senate will impose direct rule on Catalonia Friday following an independence referendum October 1st the government has called illegal. Catalonia's vice president, Oriol Junqueras, said Madrid is leaving separatists no other option but to push ahead with independence. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont turned down an invitation to explain his position Wednesday to the Spanish Senate. He's set to address his regional parliament later Thursday. This is VOA News.